Hello, one and all. This is Chest from Three Dads talking about anime. Just wanted to give you a quick note that just like the AOT finales, we have broken up our episodes into part one and part two. We didn't intend to do it this way, but we just kept talking and talking and talking because there was so much goodness in the finale. So this week is part one. Stick around next week for part two. And thank you so much for listening to Three Dads talking about anime.
Welcome back. Johnny B, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Johnny B. Hey, sounds like we have a guest tonight. Wow. Looks like this man came across the nation to join us remotely this evening. Careful, ladies. He's married. Fellas, easy there. This man's straight. Mothers, hide your children. Put your hands together for Gianni Brandenburg.
Welcome back.
Wow. It's great to be back. Thank you guys for having me. Thanks to all the fans who are out here as well. You guys look great. So glad to be here.
Oh. Johnny, it's great to have you here. Great to have you here.
There's a mouse somewhere. It's squeaking.
You heard some squeaking?
I did. I heard a... It could be a rocking chair.
It could be your mouse in your camper.
Oh, crap.
Could be Johnny's old computer.
Oh! Got him! And we've lost Johnny.
Johnny is digitally raising his hand.
Digitally raising his hand.
You know, so, I'd be shocked if it is, because like this laptop is pretty new. So, but you know, then again, I don't hear any squeaking, so it probably is true. Me.
I think it was Colb's water bottle because it happened at the time he was opening it.
Oh, maybe.
Just had a little squeak.
Johnny, I just have a question.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Colb.
Definitely Colb. It was me.
Yeah. Johnny, did you or did you not? Literally everybody has been on their toes and edge of their seats wondering, did you roll in cash? Did you sell your house? Did you sell your house and roll in cash?
Oh, man.
That's what I've been wondering for 6 months.
Yeah. No, we had a fair deal and everything. So it helped out with buying the new house and all. But yeah, it was kind of crazy. So right after I did my episode with you guys that weekend, my wife and I, we had the house put up that weekend and we had an offer for the house. And so we went to go celebrate. And so we went to a Mexican restaurant, as many tacos as you could, which I found out for me is 3. And
wait. 3?
I'm kidding. It's definitely like 4 at least.
Oh, okay.
And so
at least a tray.
Yeah. So we parked our car on the side of the road because it was like downtown Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
And so we come back to our car. And we see these police lights. We're like, what the heck?
Oh, no.
Like, did we do something stupid? Well, no, someone lost control of their vehicle and totaled our parked car.
No.
Oh, horrible. Just horrible. So we're trying to move. I have to use my father-in-law's car, which is a Prius, which if you've driven one of those, it's not the same as any other fun car. But great gas mileage, I'll tell you that.
It does have great gas mileage.
I've driven a Prius a lot,
and they can't beat the gas.
Yes. So we moved to our new house. about a month later, and we finally get the settlement for from the insurance company for our totaled car. And so we're like, all right, let's go get a new car. And we're like, all right, you know what? We have two kids. Let's, I think like an SUV makes sense. We're not trying to have any more kids right now. We just moved and everything. So we go, we get a car, we get a really cool SUV. And then when my wife gets home, she decides to take a pregnancy test randomly.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, and I'm just like, why? Like, if you like, it can't be random. Like, if you knew like earlier in the day, like something's off, like take it before we go look at a car, because we were considering a minivan, but we were like, we're not going to have another kid. Like we were pretty good on two, but
suspicious.
My wife is pregnant. Oh yeah. Very, very suspicious. So yeah. Now
your wife is pregnant.
My wife is pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
She's due in early January. So,
she's very pregnant.
Yeah. Yes.
Because do you know that we're pregnant as well?
Oh, wow. Congratulations. I did not know this.
Congrats to you as well. We are due, though, late February. So you are more pregnant than us.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's amazing. I love
Johnny, we are not pregnant.
Oh, okay.
We do need congratulations. To go down the line.
Cold sounds great.
You know, I'll ask her when I get off this podcast. I don't know.
Honey, do I have permission to tell them?
So we should have a talk. Have you taken a pregnancy test lately? I didn't want to say no if there was an up in the air thing. Yeah. Hilarious. Yeah. So, wow. Now we're both going to have three kids. Johnny, look at that.
Isn't it great? So now we're considering selling the SUV that we just bought to get a minivan.
Wow.
Because it's still going to be a little tight with three kids. We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We can make it work, but
it's worth it.
From someone, yeah, that just got a minivan, it's amazing.
Mm. It's good. Yeah.
I have never had more room.
I agree.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing, though. So, like, when we were looking, like, I've been very anti minivan. Okay. Look, for those of you who know me, I might be in my 30s, but like my brain is like a teenager. Okay. So like minivans, they don't look cool to me at all. And I want something that looks fun. I'm not about being practical. I'm about, you know, appearance, you know,
right,
all the things that really don't matter.
And you look like you do somehow.
Anyways, so, but we were looking, there is a minivan that I definitely was like, okay, this one is so cool. Because it's called the Kia Carnival, because it looks like an SUV, but it is a minivan. So shout out to Kia. But when we looked up trying to buy one, they were like selling for like $8,000 above like RSP or whatever price, you know, MSRP price. So we were like, no, thank you. But
well,
that's my story.
I don't know what these jokers have, but a Honda Odyssey is pretty much the most amazing vehicle I've ever driven. So I'm just gonna throw that out there.
Yeah, so don't listen to that. We have a Dodge Grand Caravan, black and black rims, baby. It not only is practical, it is sweet. I'm actually proud when I drive it. This thing's balling.
Okay. Ballin'. Now you bring up like a cool point, you know, because it's like I didn't think about the rims. Because like, yeah, like changing that up actually like just brings a whole new flair to it.
Whole new flair to it.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, like I always said, if I started to go bald, I'm just going to like shave it all off and then like grow out like a big beard, 100%. You know?
Yeah.
So like when I look at a minivan, I think of someone that just has like that like Friar Tuck haircut, you know, that has, you know, he's bald right here and everything. Yeah. And then it's like, but if Friar Tuck just like, you know, shaved the rest of his head and grew out that beard, I mean.
You look great.
You look great. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's the equivalent of getting some black rims.
Yes, sir. It. Yeah,
Cole.
It's the...
Cole, do you have the van?
Town and Country Chrysler.
Oh, that's a classic.
Nice.
A charcoal gray. It blends in with everything on the street, so no one can see you or notice you're driving it. It's so efficient.
Not high viz, huh?
No, it's not.
That's
it's,
why he wears that shirt.
It's not glamorous. It's not sporty. It gets the job done, and that's all I need in a vehicle.
You sound like a practical guy.
He's a practical sounds guy. Exactly like Colb.
We bought it within our means. We paid cash. It was nice.
Nice.
That is very nice.
Awesome. Actually, that's amazing.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
So, Johnny, it sounds like you need a van.
Sounds like I need a van, because with my luck, my wife will be pregnant next year as well. So.
Yeah, and at least with a van, seems... you can get like three or more kids before you fill it up. True.
Absolutely. And it seems like that us three dads that are on here have very different takes on our minivan. So you get to choose where you're going to go. Mm-hmm. You going to go with?
Not much of a choice.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I meant what kind of style of minivan.
Whatever's cheapest is kind of what I'm looking at.
So. Hey, that's my camp.
Cheap is good. You're probably going to follow up with Cold there. Can I just say this is the most dad conversation we've ever had on this podcast? Like ever.
At least tonight.
touche. At least tonight.
We have talked about the weather before.
The weather, you said?
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's bad.
Yeah. That's more like small talk, though. Like, that's like an uncomfortable social gathering. Like, I don't have anything else to talk about. I'm going to talk about the weather.
Fair point.
Yeah. Unless it's like old man yells at sky Simpsons vibes, then that is like grandpa thing. So
I've never seen the Simpsons.
Are you for real?
Simpsons.
How did you escape? Great. Oh, you weren't in Emmaus that long, actually. Because I watched it with Colb like 9 seasons or something. It was a lot.
Yeah. Back then I had a seasons 1 through 14 on DVD.
Yeah, I made it through at least 9 of those.
Wow, so good. Nuts. So good. I never watched it either growing up, Johnny. I watched it the first time at Emmaus, and it's a great show. It really is. It's one of those shows, they talk about it being great. Turns out, it is.
Yep.
It is.
Yep.
Speaking of, I think it's really funny. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
I was about to say, I know another show that's great.
I'm not even getting there yet.
Oh,
speaking of great. I had this dream last week. So I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I like to play through my head like imaginary fights. Like if I go into an area,
doesn't surprise me at all.
If I was like in a group and we end up fighting that group over here, I play through like who would fight who, all that fun stuff. So anyways, that's why apparently I have dreams like this. So I had a dream where there are a bunch of people watching TV or a movie or something. One of them was Charlton Heston. there was all this talk about who's Ben gonna fight, and they were talking through everything. Yeah, go ahead and Google it if you don't know who that is.
Computer screen just lights up.
And yeah, so I was really hyped up. I was excited to fight that day. And they're like, today, Ben will be fighting Moses. And I was just like, no way am I fighting Moses, especially if Charlton Heston's playing him. And he smiled. And then I don't remember what happened after that dream.
Yeah, you woke up.
So
that's
just thought you guys
interesting were dream. How often do y'all remember dreams? Because I definitely don't remember like every night.
Probably weekly, not daily. Huh. Probably weekly.
It's pretty often, actually.
I'd say monthly for me.
Yeah, I'm probably more in that camp. I really don't feel like I remember a lot of dreams. Although I think that's been since I've had young children that like wake me up a lot. I either sleep so lightly I don't really enter that, or I sleep so deeply I like skip past it and wake up like groggy and can't remember anything.
Johnny, have you had a dream yet?
No dreams.
I had a dream of time gone by.
So that probably went way over your head.
Yeah, I have no idea what you guys are talking about right now.
One day, Johnny. One day
for another podcast, I guess.
When you have a van, yeah. Johnny, I brought something in celebration of tonight and of you. I brought my Johnny.
Is that limoncello?
It's an adult limoncello.
That's what I thought he was going to grab.
No, I was reaching for a whiskey to celebrate tonight's the end of an era. Wow. Or an era.
So wait a second. Wait, hold on. I appreciate the gesture, but like, should we all go grab like some like whiskey to like celebrate? I need to go up to my camper real quick. But
I'm pretty sure that Ben has. Yep, that's what I thought he had.
And I usually don't during podcasts, but
he doesn't. He doesn't at all. I'm usually the only one doing
this. The other day, I was up in northern Illinois for a wedding.
Ooh, hey, spicy. Where?
Rockford.
Oh,
what?
20 minutes from Cold
South. That's like right where I'm at. Johnny.
Oh my word.
Well,
20 minutes from Cold.
I passed my house.
Probably did. Yeah.
Probably did not.
One with the poop stains.
Buried.
Anyway, so right up the border, though, is Wisconsin, and I got some spotted cow.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Man, I missed that.
It's good.
That was the first American beer that I enjoyed.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. You know, I bought four 12 packs.
As you should.
I was like, you know, it's time to. You can't get it anywhere else, you know?
You can't get anywhere.
Now, here's a question for the audience. How many beers is that?
We'll have to put that in the comments. If you know the answer to how many beers are in, what'd you say, Johnny?
Four 12 packs.
Okay.
Put it in the description.
This would be in the math.
Not that you would consume that. Just how many are they? That's all we need to know.
In a math book for third graders, a word problem. So, little Johnny has four 12 packs of Spotted Cow. How many individual beers does little Johnny have? Mm-hmm. Show your work.
And if Johnny's dad drinks the majority of them,
I would be very shocked. Little Johnny had a better shot at drinking those beers than my father. Actually, I was going to say, what's funny is that me, Chess, and Ben were not allowed to watch The Simpsons, but you guys went. We all went to a Bible college, and that's where you guys saw the show you were not supposed to watch. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, you would imagine, you know,
it'd be the opposite, but nope. Just sin all around.
Makes you also think, like, what was Kolb's upbringing like? You know,
that'd be awful.
Simpsons and the thing. Yeah,
yeah.
I've heard about his parents. Never met them, but the stories.
A lot of 4 12 packs.
My pastor father was like, you know what? You can watch it. It's a funny show. That was like word for word. He said to one of the congregation members, he's like, it's a funny show.
Good for him.
Seriously.
In the pulpit.
I believe that.
Really?
Again,
that's even better.
Not in the pulpit, but he did say that to a congress or a, what do you call that?
Congressman.
Senator.
Senator Simpsons is a funny show and I stand by it. Now let's pray. Hilarious. Well, you know, Bible Belt Southern Christianity.
Yep. Northern Illinois Bible Belt.
Bunch of heathens. Well, I think it's hilarious. And I would watch more of it if I had time. But the last time I said that about any media, someone was like, how much anime you watch? And I was like, that's for work. That's a different, that's a different, that's irrelevant, Your Honor. It was Christopher R. He called me out like that.
Classic. He would.
Christopher R.
I mean, to be fair, it's a good question.
All right. Are we going to jump?
Enough jib jab. Cole, I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
Is there a reason you're wearing high visibility leather?
Oh, I got home late tonight from work and I didn't have a lot of time to change or shower. So it was either I shower and change and not see my children, or I shower after this podcast and see my children beforehand. So I chose the other.
What if you had showered without changing and saw your children?
Yeah, it's an interesting series of events there. You know, I'll try that out tomorrow and I'll let you know how it goes.
Yep.
I mean, I think it's going to go well.
Okay, wait. How many times have you showered with all your clothes on?
I don't have enough fingers on my hands to count that.
You being serious?
No.
Is that many times? Oh, okay. I have once.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
He doesn't have any fingers.
Well,
that's so good.
Do you want the story?
Hold on. I'll keep it brief. I do want the story, but Ben, I got to say, your timing is just beautiful. And I'm so glad you're part of this podcast.
Gold comedic timing. Yeah.
Thanks, Colm.
You're welcome. I don't praise you enough because I think it's just a given that we think this way about you, but we need to verbalize it more. Right, Jess?
Well, we do verbalize a lot on fillers when he's not here.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, Jess, go ahead with your story.
So the time that I showered with all my clothes on, very briefly, is, speaking of my college, I went with Shelly. You remember Shelly. We might have gone to a rock concert of sorts. And whilst we were there, we were at the front of the arena. It was not an arena. It was a small, like, bar. And I was at the very front. It was a hardcore show. So we were going crazy. It was super fun. I recently found old footage of it. And some super drunk lady, like, worms her way to the front through the mosh pit with an open Red Solo cup of beer full to the brim. And then once she makes it all the way through without spilling a drop, gets all the way to the front and dumps it wholeheartedly on my clothing. So I reeked of beer. So not only did we have to come back into the dorms, I had to then jump immediately into the shower and get the smell of beer off of me.
Two questions. Which dorm and what was the band?
Alicia Keys.
There was a lot of bands. It was like six bands. Down.
Give me at least two of them.
Silverstein and Miss May I, and then a couple other ones that I don't remember. And the Chariot. There's three. Ooh. Chariot was a crazy concert. It was Smart too. It was our freshman year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I hopped right in that Smart Two dorm. I was like, please, no RAs walk in of booze.
Ben and I were possibly on the floor when that happened.
Yeah, Ben was probably not in his room. It was probably like 2 a.m. when we got back. We did have permission, although they did not know it was at a bar that we were attending this concert. So,
Was Smart 2 the one I was on when I was there?
No, you're on.
I only remember you on left.
Okay, I don't remember anything.
Yeah,
I just remember I was with a group of people that wanted to go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Yep. Yeah, Harlow left.
Okay,
that is the stereotype of that floor, by the way.
Yeah, like the nerds. They
all go to bed early over there.
Yep.
They cared about their studies.
We did not.
Nope.
Nope.
Did not do it.
One of my favorite stories is Victor was, we were like all in the common area on the floor and we're all being loud. And someone comes out from like my floor and he's like, guys, it's 10 o'clock on a Friday night. And Victor was like, yeah, it's 10 o'clock on a Friday night. Oh my gosh, it was just great.
You know, Victor's actually made an appearance on this podcast.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
Yes,
I love that.
Not as a guest.
Nope.
Oh, like as like a waiter.
He was here.
He pretended to be Ben for about half a minute.
Be great.
We believed it for a long
in
time.
The room.
Wow. Well, you guys look similar.
I do.
Yeah, we do.
Bald Egyptian men.
Yeah.
Yep. Both doctors. Yep. Both beatboxers.
Both married.
Both married. Mm. Both kids.
Both have three kids.
Yep. Both have minivans. Both live in
Fremont. Yeah, minivans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Both love pizza. There we go.
Pizza. We do both love pizza.
We do both love pizza.
We both love the pizza.
Pizza. Yep. So, Johnny, what did you go grab? I noticed you have something now.
Yeah, sorry guys, I really had to rush to the bathroom to grab some Writer's Tears whiskey, Irish whiskey.
Is that from a hotel? Did you just grab that out?
No,
are you in a hotel right now?
Yeah, that's no. It's my in-laws got it for me in Ireland.
Oh, wow. That's pretty sweet, actually.
Yeah,
I didn't know you had in-laws.
I take it back that I made fun of you. I'm pretty jealous. My brain just caught up. Oh, well, guys.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
I mean, tonight's a night, so a bunch of filler, bunch of catching up. That's appropriate because this is a big night.
It's a very big night.
Guys, we are in the end game home stretch, the finale. If you're just now tuning in, this is the appropriate time to tune in. We're going to talk about Attack on Titan, the finale episode. So it's over, guys. It is done.
That's wild.
It's been a crazy journey.
It's sad.
It is sad.
It's sad.
I was sad.
I was sad.
We'll talk about this though, because were you good sad? Were you bad sad?
Oh,
it's a question to be had.
A lot,
lad.
Man, I'm sure we're not jumping to that already, are we?
No, we're not going all the way in. So
yeah, let's not start with the sad stuff yet. Yeah.
So just to recap a little bit, we were dropped pretty much in the middle of a cliffhanger here.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. And
yeah,
it just picks up. There's no like, let's toss them back in. It's like, boom, you could watch this as a 3 hour or 2.5 hour, I guess, consecutive movie, basically. Yeah. And it would flow, is what I would say. Right? Is that a pretty good description?
Can I jump in there?
Please.
I agree 1,000%. So when I was rewatching it, I rewatched the first half and then just started the next one. And I was like, so well done. Great job. Already very impressed.
You actually did it then.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What was y'all's first impressions jumping in? Were you like, because I didn't do that. I just jumped into the new episode. I don't know what y'all did. Colton, Johnny, was it like anticipation? Did you wait up? Did you like, not wait up, but like prep yourself? Like, I'm going to watch it this time, at this place. What'd you do?
Waited for the kids to go to bed. And I think... So I watched it with my wife. She wanted to do a recap video though. So we found something on YouTube that just kind of recaps the previous episode.
Classic pregnant wife.
Nice. They love
that. I was
recap.
Like, why aren't you, you know, how have you not seen this episode like 10 times already? You know, it's ridiculous.
It's a good question. I love asking my pregnant wife, why hasn't she done something with two kids around? Goes so well.
Every
time. I love asking her that too.
Yeah. Why haven't you didn't watch this, the whole thing again? The whole series? What's wrong with you?
What else are you doing at home?
Mm. Right.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, sorry. She actually has a real job. She's the Bible Project lady.
Oh, my wife? Yeah, she does.
Yeah. This isn't just some wife at home. This is the Bible Project lady at home.
That's true. Yeah. So I don't know what your wife's excuse is.
Yeah, she's just a bad wife.
Well, before this takes any worse of a turn, we love our wives and we're very glad that they watch shows with us. Cole, what did you do?
You know, I was going to do what I normally do, which is watch it the day before we record. But then Ben's text, when he's like, I'm going to pop it on the big screen. I'm like, you know what? This deserves a big screen watch. And yes, I can't usually do that the day before. So I did it that very evening when I decided, I'm like, no, it needs to be on the big screen. So I stayed up really late and I watched it. It wasn't wise of me, but I did it anyway. And it was worth it.
It was wise.
Did you not regret
very wise.
It?
Oh, no, I did not regret it. It was this. Yeah, it was such a spectacle on that screen.
Then it was wise.
Oh, yeah.
Then we all wholeheartedly agree. It was a wise move. Well, I did the opposite of y'all, the worst way possible. I watched it on a monitor in episodical form, parts 1, 2, and 3. So literally the only way I could manage to get it consumed, but it was still a pleasant experience.
Mm.
That sounds horrible.
I mean,
sounds horrible.
It was actually an interesting way of watching it because I basically watched 3 episodes mm-hmm. of Attack on Titan for my last viewing experience. I'm at least glad they broke, like, I did not expect first go around last time for them to break it up by episode, like have these part 1, part 2 deal. So when they did that again, I was like, this is going to be convenient because I am going to have to spread this out. So I was able to have natural pausing points and not be like, pause, middle of a scene. You know, Aaron's holding up teeth and hair out of blood.
Ah, yes.
Would have been a terrible time to pause it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
And I watched it during Zoom meetings exclusively. Just kidding. Can you imagine? Literally the worst way of watching anything is like mini screened while I'm having a Zoom meeting that I'm not a part of. And then I'll pause it after every 30 minutes.
Jeez.
Just kidding. If you're listening, boss, I didn't do that.
Yeah, boss.
Also, thanks for listening, boss.
Yeah, and leave a comment in the chat.
Yeah, leave
and
a
raise.
Yeah, put that in the chat, baby.
I didn't say it, boss. But if you do that, I'm not gonna be disappointed. So, you know, well, what happens? How do we jump back in? Oh, either wow. Johnny or Colb, one of Colb. You two.
No way, yeah, Johnny.
Gonna be me.
Boom.
No way, me.
Colb, he did say your name first.
I did say your name first.
Fine.
We can work together.
Okay.
We'll both talk at the same time to give a recap.
I like it. Okay, one, ready? 1, 2, 3. So we start when they're in the plane.
Okay, here. I can try my hand at it, but please correct me or just stop me if I'm going too far.
Johnny, here's the deal.
You did a good job last time.
Yeah, you did a great job last time, and we're not it's completely certain when you'll be back, so I want to hear your voice as much as possible.
Oh yeah, well that's the thing, I probably will never be back because there's no such thing as good animes except Attack on Titan. So
you know, I did have that thought tonight. I was like, not only were we saying goodbye to Attack on Titan,
oh, man.
But I don't have a specific way of knowing that Johnny will be back on.
Yeah, this is it, boys. I'm sorry.
All right, then for sure.
Unless someone does Johnny. Something like, I don't know, Vinland Saga?
Wow.
Anyways, so where we left off, we're going to call them, I think we called them last time, like the Avengers. They're all on the plane. They're going to go stop Aaron. Aaron has, you know, his thousands of titans, and Aaron's in his humongous, disgusting looking form. And they come on, they jump out of the airplane. Reiner has a cool transformation. He tackles like this zombie looking Zeke. And everybody is trying to figure out where they need to find Zeke the human. Because if they're able to kill Zeke, they believe that the rumbling will ultimately stop the thousands and millions or whatever of colossal titans. So they're trying to figure out where he's at, and Peck has some explosives on her that she is ultimately going to use, and they're trying to figure out again like where would Zeke be. And I believe they're going to do like 2 different parties, if I'm not mistaken, one to find Zeke and one to blow up Aaron's nape, right? Am I good so far?
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
As this is happening, though, there is a Titan that sneaks up on Armin, and I think it like puts, I don't know what it put, it puts like its tail in its mouth, or something.
It's like a,
I thought it was his tongue.
Or it's a
monster's tongue.
Okay, yeah. I mean, and basically, Armin, he can't transform under this. He's going unconscious, and this Titan, you know, takes Armin away ultimately. And so I'll stop right there. I think that's we can talk.
And I want to clarify that all of these titans are like shadow form titans.
Ooh, yes.
They're all like these claymation versions of, they're not claymation, but they're like, whoa, he didn't like that. They're like made out of, what's the one that manipulates?
The Warhammer. Hammer.
The Warhammer. Yeah. It's like the Warhammer power, but it's showing old versions of all these titans. So all like old versions of the Beast Titan, versions of the Attack Titan.
Past generations of each titan, which was really
fun. And they seem to be almost infinite, which is the disgusting part. And how did
you think 2,000 years of titans, they're only alive for 13 years. That's a lot of
math. Let's figure it's a Johnny to figure out that math.
So 2,000.
Little Johnny has 2,000 years to make titans, and he has 13 lifespans.
And times by nine. Titans? Nine. Yeah. Okay, so 2,000 divided by 13.
Times nine.
Now, the maximum we're talking about is 1,384.6 titans.
Whew,
okay. Now, some of them might not live 13. Actually, no, that would be the minimum. Yeah, it's that would minimum. Be if they lived their full lifespan, which they all didn't,
right?
Obviously.
Wow.
So, interesting.
Something to think about.
That's a lot.
Dang.
Yeah.
That actually puts it into crazy numbers, like perspective-wise, because when they're all like hanging in the ribcage, and you're just like, this is insane. Like, this is literally impossible. but, you know, it wasn't.
Yeah.
What are you implying?
They died and it was done. Just kidding. they didn't die. So someone does. Wait, when does she show up? She show up in the middle of this?
Annie?
Ymir?
No.
About like Annie. 20 minutes in.
Annie doesn't show up yet. Yeah.
Oh.
Because she comes up with Falco, right?
Oh yeah, she comes in.
She comes in.
Falco and Gabby.
After
that's when they're in the ribcage.
She comes in after Bert Holt blows everyone up, and everyone's like hanging underneath. And there's some cool sequences there.
Yeah.
And then she does fly. It's cool. They show Mikasa, and right behind her is the bird, and it's this cool image. And then they show up. Look who's here! Some good stuff there. So. I was really happy with a lot of the sequences. Well, a lot of these episodes in general, but just a lot of the fighting sequences, a lot of cool Reiner moments. Even Peek had some cool, just navigation and kind of being helpful and useful and really getting after it.
She really surprised me. I'm not going to lie. She just, the tenacity of like going into Titan form and then willingly like coming out of it to live and then going straight back into it.
That reminds me of what Johnny said a long time ago, where they're like, we need a Titan that can carry a turret on its back, but it's a lame Titan, so we have to give it all these special powers, like it can talk in its Titan form, and now she can transform and detransform as many times as she wants when another Titan can only do it like two or three times in a day. So I'm like, I think Johnny's right. Her Titan is so lame, they just gotta keep giving her power. Do something else.
Yep.
Poor Peek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you imagine when you're like one of those like cadets of Marley or whatever, and you're like, oh man, I really hope I get the Colossal Titan, and then Peck gets, you know, you get the Cart Titan. Like, oh man, that just
and the
what a failure.
Yeah, what a failure.
She made it her own.
She did.
Yeah.
But even a lot of the soldiers had a lot of cool moments, like even Connie, like saving Levi in that moment, Jean and Reiner having their moment where Reiner's hanging, Mikasa and Levi just going around, just slicing everybody up. It was really well done. A lot of good stuff there.
When Levi does his, I can't remember what part this is at, so I'm just pulling it out. When he does his skidding around of the bones. That scene where he's sliding down everything and he even like stumbles at one point and then like catches himself and keeps going. Oh my gosh, dude. I was like, that is just insanity. Oh, it wasn't bones. It was rocks. It was at the beginning when the Beast Titan throws like a ton of rocks at them. Right.
Oh yeah. So that would have been last beginning of this episode and the last one in the recap.
Yeah.
One thing Cole, I'm going to try to do this throughout this episode. One thing Cole brought up in our last episode was the fact that we kind of debated and were somewhat hoping for Levi to become a Titan. And Cole just talked about how, like, no, like, he is the perfect one not to become a Titan because of how awesome he is as he is. And there's no need for that. And I thought that was great. And this was just, this just portrayed it better than ever. This man's injured and is still going around kicking booty and taking names. So good.
Yeah, he's like deadly injured too. He's got one eye.
Yeah, a snake, a ginormous snake bit him.
I'm fine.
I know, what the heck?
can't hold me down. Get off me, Gene.
Billy Gene.
It was for an end battle. This one was very, I think, a great job. It wasn't just this giant Aaron doing everything. The entire history of the monsters. So, like, what else can you do? Gotta go big.
Go big. Go big or go home. And they can't go home because the island, they hate that island. So, really, it's the only option. So, we saw a lot of Titans. So, I was quite confused at one point, and then once I figured out what was going on, and it was all these iterations of Titans, I started watching them. And the one that was the most fascinating to me was the Beast Titan. Like, because Ben just pointed out the snake. Like, those iterations of the, like, it was very different. A lot of the other Titans, like the Jaw or the, you know, like the Attack Titan or the Armored Titan especially, they look pretty similar. Like, you see them and it's like, oh, there's a herd of Armored Titans running at Reiner. That makes sense. Like, they look all like boulders. But the Beast Titan would be like a snake, and then it was, you know, like a boar. That's what captured Armin, was this, I think that's a traditional Japanese animal. I need to look at it again.
Yeah. It's so confusing that even Mikasa couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
She's like, Armin's a big thing. Whatever that. I thought that was really funny, 'cause I couldn't figure it out either.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's pointing it out. Yeah. Like, I don't know. He's like, you're
really?
About.
What is it?
Yeah, all those reiterations of Aiden. Maybe that also was unwise. The movie, look at them. Like, I see each one. Like, so every shot, I just want different Titans. But three of the Titans is always my thing. To they would go fast, and I get to about the world. I thought that was the best part. This is a great time for that. So I was like, I wanted to be each Titan. It's like 7 hours of the movie.
Yeah, that's fair. I would say, I'm trying to think of where to go next. I'm also trying to remember what the name of that.
Got it.
Animal was that ate
well, yeah, we can keep going if you want.
Was that like Onapi or something, or Ona?
You should.
Yeah, Okapi. Sorry for the name.
Okapi. Let's see. Oh, it is a type of, almost looks like a zebra. It is the only living relative of the giraffe.
Oh.
And it is a African rainforest animal, so not from Japan. Hilarious.
Bum, 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 bum.
Interesting. This thing is, yeah, it does look like a giraffe.
So, let's see. So after they're fighting a bunch of these Titans, and then we go back to Armin, and Armin, he's like in this dark space, kind of just floating, and he's trying to, you know, remember what's going on. Why is he here? And he's starting to realize, you know, that he doesn't have control over his body. And he starts, you know, cursing himself, and, he's just very upset with himself. But then he has this realization that he is in the paths, which is, if you remember, that's where Aaron and Zeke were, you know, 10, 20 episodes ago. And he sees in the paths Zeke, the one they're looking for. And Zeke is just depressed. He's just...
He is very depressed.
Yeah. I mean, for him, you know, I guess, like, my understanding is that, like, the way time works there is very different. It's, like, what did he say to Aaron when Aaron and him were in the paths? Like, it felt like he's been there for years, even though Aaron had only had his head shot off for, like, you know, 2 or 3 seconds.
I don't remember what he exactly said, but it always seems to accelerate.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you experience in the paths, it's like a snap in the real world.
So Zeke has been here for a while, to say the least. And so Armin has a conversation with Zeke and tries to, you know, convince him. I'm trying to remember the conversation. Was it more like life is important or something? Cause I knew he tries to make it seem about, Zeke's adoptive father, if you want to call him that, the guy he played baseball with.
So Zeke just starts bringing up, like, dude, what's the point? the point of life? He just says the only thing that human beings do is just reproduce themselves, and we're all gonna die anyway, so like why do you even fight? Like, what's the point of this? We're all gonna die. Humanity's gonna die. Why are you just delaying the inevitable? Like, just let them all die, just let humanity die. And it's like he's gotten this long view of humanity, and rather than just the Eldians dying, he's like, it's all just pointless. Like, we're all gonna die, so just let Aaron kill everybody. And that's it. Like, why resist? But the stepfather dude, the doctor, comes into play because Armin is looking in the paths, and he's just like combing the sand with his hand, just kind of abstractly. And he picks up a leaf, and we're like, oh, interesting. And he's like, oh, this is like from the tree that we ran up. And he goes on this long monologue about the beauty of moments and like how, He felt like in that moment, he was so happy. He felt like he was born just to run up that hill with Mikasa and Aaron, and the beauty of being in the moment with people that you love. But the camera flips and we see Zeke's face, and he's like so struck. And it's because in his brain, he's seeing a baseball, even though Armin is seeing a leaf. And as they do that camera flip, you realize the paths are doing something weird. And you don't really know why. Like, that was another thing, is like, I always felt like the paths were under control of Ymir. And so like, she wouldn't do anything positive for someone that is in the paths in my brain. But then they have this moment that's like pushing them into a catalyst of movement. Like, life is worth living. That's right. I could have stayed in the moment with my stepdad, the doctor, throwing that baseball my whole life and been happy. And that snaps Zeke out of it. Like, he's like, yeah, life is worth living for these little moments of connectivity with humanity and with people that we love. And then he's like, you're right, Armin.
Time to fight.
It's time to fight.
Yeah, and I think Armin sees a few other people as well. I think he sees Bearholt.
Bearholt doesn't do anything, but he does see him.
And then he sees Grisha, I believe. And someone I did not recognize, but I assume it was a previous Titan.
Grisha, and then the guy before Grisha, I forgot his name. The one who's like, hey, make sure you protect Armin and Mikasa.
Oh, the owl? What?
Oh, the guy from
the owl?
I think it was the owl.
Yes. Yes, you're correct.
Yeah. And so, now I'm trying to, and I'm trying to remember the events. Does any of them show up first, or is it then? I'll just say Bearholt. Does he show up first in the fighting sequence?
Annie's already fighting, okay. And they're all about to be wiped out when Bearholt snaps out of it.
That's right. So, outside of the Paps, as more fighting ensues, they were on top of Eren's Titan, and then as it continues, the fighting continues to develop, and that they are ultimately fighting under his ribcage now with other Titans. And you sense that they're losing. This is going to be it. This, you know, there's looks like all hope is kind of lost.
Can I say they do a really good job, but I also was glad that they started getting like the crap beat out of them, because if they just won outright, mm-hmm. it would have been a little bit much. Because like Reiner keeps he does some crazy amazing things, but then yeah, like a whole gang of armored Titans like jump on top of him. You're like,
yeah.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. And you're just like, how are we going to get out of this one, gang? So I was glad to have this moment of like ultimate, like, crap. Literally everything's exhausted. What is going to happen? And then we've actually already talked about it, but what happens?
Yeah. So Falco, he's now the
caca.
Yeah, he's the caca now. And he,
He's a jaw titan.
He is the beast.
Eats Gilliar.
Okay, yeah, he's a jaw titan. But he has Zeke's blood. That's right. I'm trying to remember. But yeah, he has Zeke's blood, so he actually gets part of also like the beast's power as well, which is, and he's like Falco in Star Fox. Hey. He's a bird.
Hey.
He literally is a bird.
And on him is Gabby and Annie. I don't think anybody else came with them.
Mm-mm.
And so they are able to rescue the squad, the scouts, and everybody from under the ribcage. And so then they're trying to, we talked about this conversation, but Annie is and Mikasa are trying to explain, you know, which is the Titan that has Armin. And so they go after the Titan that has Armin, a lot of cool action sequences, and ultimately what they're able to catch up to the Titan, they get Armin out. And at this point though, it looks like they're starting to get like surrounded by other Titans. It's not looking exactly good.
I think
Armin says something about like if he transforms right now, like everybody dies. So he doesn't want to do that. And then out of nowhere, Bearholt, Bearholt shows up, and his Titan. And he starts fighting the Titans that Eren is controlling. And then Grisha, his attack Titan, shows up. And the Owl's attack Titan shows up. And some of these other ones start to show up and start fighting for them. Because of what Armin was able to convince Zeke and the others in the Paps, those who were in the Paps that he convinced, they're now fighting for Armin and the squad to stop Eren. And then at this point, Zeke, he gains control of his conscience, and he pops out of one of Eren's ribs.
Yep.
Extended rib cage.
Why not?
And he has this great scene where he goes, Levi, and he's waving his hand, like, you know, like I'm over here.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hilarious. And Zeke gets it. He's like, just, you know, come kill me. This will stop the Titans below that Eren's controlling, all those colossal Titans. And so in the flash of an eye, Levi cuts off Zeke's head. It's just fantastic. Levi does what he promised Commander Irwin, what he would do.
Fast, by the way. Like that scene went quick.
Yes. So do you want me to keep going or stop?
Well, I want to say we got to stop and recognize Ben. Last episode, you said if I could get one thing, It would be. And then there it was. Levi got Zeke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it?
How did you feel about it?
Was it satisfying enough, Ben?
That moment.
So it my checkbox was and Johnny had one as well. I want to bring up, but my checkbox was Levi kills the Beast Titan. He technically did not do that. But if there was going to be a way to take out Zeke just as Zeke, this is pretty sweet. that was just like, that was slick. You know, whenever I had talked about that being my checkbox, everybody kind of chimed in, and the idea that we thought there was going to be like a battle and then they both die. And so we didn't get the battle. I did think this was really cool. In a way to take out Zeke in that way. I mean, we've already gotten the satisfaction of him just destroying the Beast Titan twice. We know he's got him. He's got the number. Mm. So in a way, this was actually a really nice way to do it. And then, yeah, Johnny had a checkbox for this episode as well. We don't have to necessarily share this right now, but well, I'll just share it. We can talk about it whenever. Johnny's checkbox for this episode, and boy, Johnny, am I curious if this was checked for you, was, and I quote, "I just want to know what is really going on." That was it.
Yeah, it hit the checkbox for me, but yeah, we'll get to that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I think, so I texted you guys, and I know this is kind of spoilery, but the scene was just so cool when Reiner is like battling like a Warhammer Titan, a few armor Titans, and like he's just going
it was great.
Crazy on these guys. And it was just one of those things where it's like, you know, when you meet him in season one, mm-hmm. you're like, all right, this guy's really cool. You know, and I think he was kind of like a fan favorite for many people. And then you hate him in season two. You're just like, this guy, total jerk. And you kind of, you still despise him in season three. And then season four, you know, we've learned to appreciate him more and more in his psychological aspects and everything. And so, like, it's been like a really fun ride with Reiner, with the ups and downs. And then to see him just like battling in the way he was doing it, I was just like, this is perfect. Like, this is just, I love Reiner. He moved up in my rankings overall. Like, yeah, he's one of my favorites for sure. I don't know if you guys after, and there's more that he does in this episode, but he definitely moved up in my rankings. I don't know if he moved up in any of yours.
Just because of this episode?
Yeah. Yeah. There was some really, this was, I'll say this. This episode, I know the focus would obviously be on Aaron and Mikasa and Armin, but I think that some of the best scenes are Reiner's.
I think he was already moving up the charts for me before this, but this episode, he really, like, his performance drove it home. Like, he definitely did an amazing job in this. That actor just really did
a good job. He does.
No, he had a very good episode, as the kids say.
Yeah. I'll speak to the Reiner things. So Reiner, when we did our character rankings, was number three for me. I would say he's probably my number two now. Because to me, he might have won the later parts of season four and both these movies for me. He had so many good moments, both fighting and just in conversation and his thought processes, his comments on the airplane. Like, I get while Aaron's doing this, he wants us to stop him. The fighting, I've always thought he's the coolest Titan. And Johnny describing that progression is literally the exact one I had. Season one, I remember he texted me like, hey, you know, who are some of your favorite characters right now? I'm like, I really like this Reiner guy. At that point, nobody else was really like that high up for me. And then of course, a whirlwind of emotions there, but yeah, his progression, I think, went better than almost any other characters. Just fantastic. Cole, I know his, well, no, I don't know his.
Are we talking what my thoughts are on Reiner? Oh, yeah. These last two installments, they put him in my top five.
Hey,
he wasn't there before because I thought the betrayal was so big in that season two reveal. But now he's up there. That should tell you how much I like this.
So good to hear.
I hope you guys can hear me this time.
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, goodness, thank goodness.
We can.
You just said Levi is now your favorite character. Is that right?
Spot on.
It's true. He did say that.
Yeah, you switched to Arbit, I think you said.
Yep. Oh, man.
What a plot twist, everybody.
Oh.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1? You get 3 dads talking about anime. What do you get when 3 guys love anime? You get 3 dads talking about anime. What do you get when those 3 guys love
guys start having kids, dads, and so become fathers and each have kids separately? Went on to each didn't play separate house. Ways.
What happens?
So
you get 3 dads talking about anime. 3 dads talking about anime.